Tim Kaine says the upcoming deep cuts to the military brought on by sequestration can be drastically reduced through three steps.
We will let the Bush tax cuts expire as planned for people making more than $500,000. We will fix Medicare so that we can negotiate to get better prices on prescription drugs. We will let the tax subsidies to the big five oil companies expire. If we do that, we then have to find, by year end, about $235 billion in savings over 10 years.
George Allen says Kaine's plan would lead to significant job losses in the Commonwealth and across the country.
What we need to do, in my view, is repeal and replace Obamacare. That will save over $1 trillion in spending. I think we ought to cut out and look at places where there's redundancy in government. I think we ought to embrace the ideas that will come from federal government employees and reward them with bonuses for cost-saving ideas. And the long-term solution is not these Band-Aids, but a balanced budget amendment.
The $500 billion in cuts brought on by sequestration could lead to a loss of 200,000 U.S. defense jobs. If nothing is done soon, these cuts will begin to take effect on January 2nd. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Fairfax.